The theater, the theater.
Bring out Louis!
Theater, theater.
To be or not to be.
Theater, theater.
Hey there, Scott.
Well, hey there, CJ. How the heck are you?
I'm doing okay. I've just got four miserable work days left before I can sit the fuck down for a while.
Right. And you've earned it. You've earned yes. sitting down. So
yes.
Yes. we should really quickly say also that we got to see an amazing film together on Sunday night. We saw Miyazaki's The Boy and the Heron, and it was, other than being maybe a little tipsy and maybe a little bloated as the film
and
started.
And maybe incredibly sleepy.
Maybe. It was just sheer magic. Like, I just was knocked out by it. I haven't gotten it out of my head fully since then.
It was my first. I mentioned this too. It was my first Miyazaki on a big screen, and I love those movies so much. Anyway, it was just quite an experience for me. I wish I hadn't been so tipsy and sleepy. But name of the game. I'm gonna go back and watch it during the holidays.
We had fun. Parakeets.
Yes.
Parakeets are evil.
We're here, y'all, to say that. Despite our normal scheduling, just with trips and the holidays and family stuff, Bailey wasn't able to make it this week, so we're going to just have to push our final Shakespeare problem plays episode about The Winter's Tale a little bit, but we will be coming. We just wanted to stop in and say hi to everybody.
Wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, although Hanukkah is now over with, Happy Festivus, Merry New Year, Kwanzaa, of course. But just real quick to make it official, welcome to Theater Theater, the theater podcast for theater nerds made by three theater makers from the LA theater scene. I'm Scott Leggett.
And I'm CJ Merriman.
And normally we would be joined by J. Bailey Burcham, who we lost in Alabama. We lost Bailey in Alabama.
If anyone's in Alabama and finds Bailey, call us. But no, we love you, Bailey.
We love you,
Bailey. Bailey had to do massive, like, family holiday duties. So,
taking a baby across the country, getting across the country, all of that good stuff. So, we would be talking about, this week, the Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, which it's The Winter's Tale.
Yes.
And I'm a jackass because I've called it A Winter's Tale. And then when you go searching for A Winter's Tale on Wikipedia or online, you get all kinds of other stuff. And so Scott learned
it's going to be
that.
It's going to be A Winter's Tale when Brandon Jacobs Jenkins decides to rewrite the script.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Then it'll be A and not the...
But we did want to give you a fun little thing. We got a horrendous one-star review on Apple Podcasts.
And quite honestly, the text of this does not justify the one. This is a two-star review. You could have at least.
So, post by Gio. Hi there, Gio. I'm sure you're
Gio.
Not listening.
What up,
hey,
Gio?
Gio. A painful waste of time.
Aww.
I don't know where to begin. The podcast is a bunch of people sitting around rambling on incessantly without ever getting to a point. As an Edward Albee fan, I was excited to see a program about Albee's A Zoo Story. I suffered through nearly an hour of inane chatter, wondering if they were ever going to actually discuss the play. They did eventually get around to talking about the play for a few minutes. They literally could cut 95% of the program without losing anything substantive. The remaining 5% isn't worth the time either. Find something better to do with your time.
Wow.
Well Merry Christmas, Gio.
Listen.
Or happy holidays.
We've said it many, many times throughout the history of the podcast that if you're studying for an exam on a play. This isn't for you. The origin of the podcast was literally Bailey, CJ, and I getting drunk at The Plunge in Los Angeles, which is a theater bar, not a sponsor, but it's a theater bar. It's connected to, it's part of the Broadwater Theater Complex. So there's four theaters there. And on any given night, you could go see, you know, amazing shows or crappy shows or anywhere in between. And so it was us having drinks and talking about what we had just seen. And sometimes that was shit talking and sometimes it was praise. And we decided as lockdown happened to take that energy and put it into the podcast. So no, we are not doing deep academic analysis of plays. We're talking about our experiences related to those plays. We're looking at theater and the definition of theater through various lenses. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the episode, but you know, I'm still a big Edward Albee fan.
I mean, I like him too, but I think this podcast has made me realize that there are other playwrights to put my energy into other sure. than Albee. So anyway, yeah. Gio, wow. Hi. Hey.
Hey.
But anyway, we love all of you and thank you for giving us yet another wonderful year's worth of support. We are happy doing it. Yeah. And we're going to be coming back at you with The Winter's Tale. And we already have ideas for our fifth season.
Yeah. You got it. Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll be announcing those in January. We're going to be making some tweaks to the podcast and to mm-hmm. the structure. But I think you'll find it entertaining. And it'll still be us, again, sort of looking at theater and the definition of theater through various lenses. And it'll be fun. It'll be a fun adventure.
Yeah. And if any of y'all want to reach out to us, you can reach out via Twitter, Gmail, email, Instagram, or Facebook.
Yes. I want to give a big shout out to Ryan Thomas Johnson, who writes our theme song and all of our stingers. And our theme song and stingers are way better than your fucking theme song or stingers.
Grinch.
Deal with it. And then finally, to the great award-winning playwright Harold Pinter, who writes every single one of our episodes from the grave, and he doesn't even know it. And one day in heaven, Harold Pinter, we're gonna buy you a beer.
That's right, even though neither Scott or I believe in heaven. But no. Hey, no. We love y'all. Have a great holiday season and a happy new year.
Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open. Slay.
Later, everybody.
The theater, the theater.